The Am I Wrong podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong? We've got Mike today for Am I Wrong. Mike, what's up, dude?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Mike.
Hey, we're good. How are you?
Oh, man, I could be better. You know, I'm just trying to figure out if I'm wrong or not.
Okay.
I need you guys' help on this one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who are you arguing with? What's your dilemma?
So, my boy Tom is feeling some kind of way. So, we were at the club, right? And we both spotted this girl, and he claims that he spotted her first. And I'm like, okay, whatever. Like, go ahead, holler at her. So, he hollers at her, and, you know, they exchange information, maybe some light kissing here and there, but nothing serious. So, I'm like, all right, man, like, I understand you're feeling with her, but, you know, we both saw her at the same time. You need to close the deal.
And right.
You have 2 weeks to do it, you know, guy code, whatever. And he's like,
oh, you gave him 2 weeks to seal the deal.
Yeah, that's more than enough time.
And then what happens if he can't do it in 2 weeks?
If he can't do it in 2 weeks, then, well, he didn't do it in 2 weeks. And what happened was I moved in. You know, I saw an opening and I took advantage.
Oh, I see. And were you able to make it happen?
Well, you know, I took on a nice date, and you know, she was feeling the kid.
Okay.
So now what? Your friend now Tom's mad at you?
Yeah, Tom's mad that, you know, I have more game than he does.
Okay. So you guys meet this girl, you give him 2 weeks to seal the deal which he can't do. You swoop in.
Can't do it.
You sweep in and you, like, you know, you hit that, and now he's mad at you.
Yeah, and I'm trying to figure out, am I wrong, though? I told him the stipulation.
Yeah, no, you gave him, I mean, 14 days. Come on, that's plenty
Come
of time.
Come on, that's in this day and age.
Right, exactly. All right, hang on one second. It's Tom, oh right?
Yeah, it's Tom.
All right, let's call Tom and find out what's going on here.
Hello?
Tom.
Yeah.
What's up, my man?
What's up?
What's up? Nothing much. We were, Megan's here too, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
This is Mark Kay, by the way. I should probably start with that.
Yeah.
Oh, whoa, man.
Yeah, we're from 95.1.
Sweet. Did I win something?
No.
Sadly, no. You lost, actually. We've also got your buddy Mike on the phone. He wanted us to talk to you a little bit.
No, what's happening, Tom?
Tom, Mike said that you're really mad at him because he's dating some girl that you dated and couldn't, you know, couldn't seal the deal with.
Yeah.
Mike, what the? You guys on the radio, man?
Yeah, that's exactly.
You weren't returning any of my texts, and you're acting all mad and pouting. So what else was I supposed to do?
You go and do what you did, and you're gonna call me a child? Are you kidding me?
Dude, man, I told you 2 weeks. It's not my fault. I wasn't feeling you. Okay, if she was, she wouldn't have come to me, and she definitely wouldn't have given up on the first night.
I was going out with her for 2 weeks, and you're making it casual. I was taking it slow. I actually liked her.
Yeah, man, but, like, honestly, yeah. Did you think it was going anywhere?
Okay, all right, hang on one second, you two. We have some people with some strong opinions, I'm sure. 340-9595. Lorena.
Hi.
Hey, Lorena, what'd you want to say?
Well, I think that Mike was wrong, but yet Tom kind of lucked out because from what Mike said, that girl slept with him on the first date. I mean, do you really want that kind of girl?
I mean, that's what I'm screaming. And also, given if you look at the evidence, her sleeping with that dude on the first date and not sleeping with the other guy, clearly she was not into him at all.
Yeah, and it sounds like she doesn't want a good guy. I mean, Mike, I'm sorry, but you kind of sound like a slob. The way you talk is very lazy. Tom sounds more articulate. So, yeah.
Catch me outside. How about that?
these two might not.
Lorena, hey, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
This is Tori. Hi, Tori. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you doing this morning?
Great, Tori. What do you want to say?
So, I don't agree, like, with the whole friends going after her, but at the same time, if she knew they were friends and she went to the other one, I really don't see it going anywhere with her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and I don't think that Mike cares about that.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that was...
If your friend wanted to have a relationship with this girl, then that was a little wrong.
Yeah, but like you said, it probably wasn't going to happen. I just feel like the one friend is more... I think his eyes are more open to what's going on than the dude who couldn't seal the deal.
Right.
He's a little player. That's okay.
Right. But the other guy seems to me like he's in La La Land.
He's just trying to help his friend out.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for calling. Brian from the South Side. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Great, Brian. What's your advice? What do you think? Who's right? Who's wrong?
All right. So Mike's right in this situation. Tom was bringing up the whole guy code thing. Guy code strictly states you don't cross swords.
Right.
But the other thing is, if the girl's ready to go out with somebody else already, one, either you're messing up or she's just really loose or something.
Yeah.
You don't want to deal with her anyway.
Yeah, no, I mean, I guess that's a good point. But, I mean, I remember in college there were girls that, like, a lot of guys that I knew had dated, quote-unquote date. You know, and no one seemed to really care. But I guess no one was really...
It wasn't, like, right after they stopped dating, was it?
There was this one guy, though, who was dating this girl way out of his league. And everyone was like, dude, I remember it was... I don't know if they said 2 weeks, but they're like, you better hurry up because, you know...
Yeah, like...
You got a bunch of sharks circling the... Hey, thanks so much for calling, Brian. We appreciate it. 340-9595. Who's right? Who's wrong? Eva from Riverside. Hi, Eva. How are you?
Hey, how are you?
Hey, great. What's your take here?
You kind of lucked out, Tom. That's definitely not the kind of girl you want to bring home to mom. I mean, I could understand he wanted to take it slow. He was trying to actually make it go somewhere, but at least you got to see early on she just wasn't worth your time.
It just wasn't worth it.
No, no.
I agree with that, too. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it. Crystal from Keystone Heights, how are you?
Doing pretty good.
Oh, good, Crystal. What'd you want to say?
I was just saying, I kind of feel he's right. I've been in a situation, Mike's right. I've been in a situation like that. He did give him 2 weeks. Me and my best friend, we were both at a bar one night. And I told him if he didn't seal the deal with this chick by the end of the night, I was going after her. And that's exactly what happened.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And did you seal the deal?
Oh, I sealed the deal real quick.
Okay,
like,
good.
Well, I feel like he was
boring to women.
Yeah, I believe maybe he was, you know, destined for failure if that was the case.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, thanks. You know what? That's horrible because now not only are you competing with other guys for a girl, but now you're going to compete with your girlfriends too.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, so a lot of people are saying, hey, look, you know what? Either they're both wrong or, you know, he's not, it's just basically not the girl for you. Look, Tom, a lot of people are agreeing with Mike that, you know, clearly this girl in particular was not into you as much as she would say maybe into Mike.
Or, thank you.
Yeah.
See, I don't know if I didn't get to explain this. We were actually really, like, we were texting, we were talking, all that stuff.
Right.
And it was,
well, like, Megan and I text and talk, too, so that doesn't really... I mean, Justin and I text and talk, too, so...
Everybody texts and talks.
Yeah. Well, listen, I guess the point is, Mike, or the point is, Tom, will you still text and talk with Mike? Because he really, you know, he's your bud, he's your friend, and he doesn't want to lose that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
for sure. I mean, yeah, I guess now that I think about it, you know... Mike, you got her. Congratulations. Apparently, chivalry's dead.
Thanks, bro.
2 weeks is too long.
I'm glad we worked past this time. And honestly, man, if you want, you can have it back. Like, I'm finished with it, so it's all good.
Oh, that's not awkward at all. Hang on.
It's like, you know, bros.
No, yeah, bros. We share everything. Hang on 1 second, you two. It's the Big Game Morning Mess. We'll be right back.
Here, Am I Wrong? Weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.